The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address the UN General Assembly shortly, where he's expected to outline his response to the growing recognition of a Palestinian state by the international community. 10 countries, including France, Britain and Australia, formally recognised the state of Palestine this week in an effort to put pressure on Israel to end the war. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is in East Jerusalem today and he joins us on the line now. Tony, what are people expecting to hear from Benjamin Netanyahu this afternoon?
It's going to be a very closely watched speech, Rachel. What are his plans for the ending the war in Gaza? How's he going to respond to this wave of recognitions of a Palestinian state? And how will he respond to this peace plan, this 21-point peace plan that President Trump has circulated among Arab and Muslim states? Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to meet President Trump on Monday to discuss that plan. But we will be looking very carefully to see what he has to say about ending the war in Gaza. Of course, he has intensified the military campaign in Gaza City. He does not appear, according to a lot of domestic critics, to have an end of war plan, a day after plan. And he is subject to a lot more disenchantment among the Israeli population for the fact that this war is continuing. Hostages are still not being released. So he is under domestic pressure from that angle. But he's also under pressure from those far-right members of his cabinet who want to annex the West Bank in response to these recognition announcements. So we'll be looking very carefully to see where the cursor lands in terms of his sentiments at the moment, what his plans are going to be, and how he's going to respond to these various aspects of a very intensifying diplomatic push now for an end to the war.
Like you mentioned there, Tony, Donald Trump has been circulating what he's calling a 21-point peace plan. What's known about it?
So this is a plan which is a mix of a number of variations that have been circulating for some time, notably a plan drawn up in his first term by Jared Kushner, his son-in-law. Also Tony Blair, the former British Prime Minister, has been working on various drafts of a plan. And this would reflect also some of the Arab peace plan initiative, which has been in the pipeline for many years. The broad outline of this plan would be an immediate ceasefire, a release of all hostages. Israel would withdraw from Gaza. Then there would be a new governance system for Gaza that would be there would be oversight by the Palestinian Authority, but there would be a strong presence of other Arab and Muslim countries in the administration of Gaza. Hamas would not be allowed to be part of that administration. And the indications we have so far is that some of the Arab countries that met Donald Trump on the margins of the UN General Assembly this week are positive about elements of this plan. Now, the Arab countries have put down conditions such as that there cannot be any annexation of the West Bank by Israel. Israel cannot start building settlements in Gaza and the Palestinian Authority must not be further undermined by Israel. The big question is whether Benjamin Netanyahu gives this plan any support or whether he rejects it. And of course, we've been hearing very uncompromising language from the Israeli government in recent weeks.
We've also heard Donald Trump saying that when it comes to Israel's onslaught on Gaza City, that really that's a matter for Israel, not for him. Are there signs here that maybe he's changing his stance?
The Prime Minister or President Trump?
President Trump.
Well, I think local people here in the West Bank are curious as to what President Trump's expectations are with this plan. I mean, I think the fact that the Arab leaders that he met this week in New York have signalled a positive response will be looked at very carefully. But of course, the overwhelming sense historically here in the West Bank and East Jerusalem is that there is you know, very little between the Israeli and the American approach to the Palestinian question. There would be a lot of skepticism as to whether Donald Trump would really put pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu to accept this plan and to end the war in Gaza. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with the speech today and with the meeting between President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday.
Tony, many thanks. That was our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.